With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At some point, Lee, the American people are going to have to decide how they want to live. Do you want major cities to be like Fallujah? Because what happened over the weekend is unbelievable. Okay, we finished the week last week, rolled into the new week with, in Chicago, not one, but three separate car rammings of Border Patrol and ICE agents in Chicago, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just ran downstairs. That's why I sound like this.
Slow down. We're good.
Border Patrol agents, ICE, they get rammed in Chicago, which is now becoming a almost daily thing. Where, you know, left-wing activists or illegal immigrants think they have the right to just ram their cars into ICE agents' vehicles. Somebody's going to get killed. It's a wonder nobody has. Now, we've had cartel bounties put on these agents from Mexico. We've had the Latin Kings, which own and really control a section of Chicago that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. The Latin Kings have separately put out their illegal immigrant run hitch on these ICE agents. Remember Greg Bovino, who's this Border Patrol sector chief, had the $10,000 bounty on his head. They got the guy who did that. But Department of Homeland, he's an illegal immigrant too, but Department of Homeland Security is reporting, no, the Latin Kings separately, their run out of Mexico, they have now put out a series of bounties as well. So the cartels are so comfortable, they just put bounties on federal agents' heads. Democrats are cool with it. They never even mention it as they continue to demonize ICE. Okay, this all culminated in what was inevitable. ICE agents are making an arrest. There's a drive-by shooting. Somebody tried to kill them with bullets. So Trump administration officials, federal agents vowed, we're going to hunt them, we're going to find them. We're not going to arrest till we do. They find them. And listen to who did this. Because, folks, this is how we will live in America, in parts of America. They arrested a guy by the name of Antonio Israel Lazo Quintanilla, who is, of course, an illegal immigrant. If you have any time today, just stop by my X feed. Take a look at the picture of this guy. He's got 666 tattooed across his forehead.
Sounds like a perfectly innocent thing.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. He's a great, yeah, absolutely. The whole rest of his face is tattooed. I can't quite make out what it is, but he is literally terrifying. He is a confirmed member of the 18th Street Gang in Chicago and illegal immigrant, but that's not even the best part. While the media is saying his only crime in the United States is driving without a license, he's kind of a good guy. I mean, just ignore the 666 across his forehead. He was just trying to remember where he lived anyway. Since he's speaking no English.
Yeah.
No. The media is reporting his only crime in the United States is driving without a license. Yeah, about that. He's wanted in El Salvador for aggravated homicide, extortion, possession of drugs, and a litany of other felonies. But yeah, I mean, all he did was drive without a license in the United States. I mean, he's just undocumented. He can't find his documents, Lee. No. I love how they say undocumented. It drives me crazy. As if, you know, like, I was briefly undocumented when I lost my Social Security card, right? It could happen to anybody.
Of course, yeah.
No, I'm a citizen. He's undocumented because he does not belong here because he's wanted, again, by Interpol. Say it with me. Aggravated homicide, extortion, possession of drugs, and a litany of other felonies, and is a documented confirmed member of the 18th Street Gang, and felt perfectly comfortable driving by ICE agents and opening fire. So this is an escalation, and what you're watching slow motion is a war. It's a ground war. Mm-hmm. On one side, it's a civil war, are Democrats and the cartels and the 110,000 gangsters on the streets of Chicago, according to Cash Patel. Many are illegal immigrants. Others are American gangsters who work with them. It is an army, and they are fighting. We are fighting for territory. Do not kid yourself. This is a civil war, and that might have been the first shots fired in it. While we have, Lee, Democrat judges ordering ICE agents, you can't even use tear gas to defend yourselves. You have to take down the safety fence, the one that Trump rolled in there around the ICE center, so just ICE agents could safely park their cars and go into work. Democrat judges ordering those taken down as illegal immigrant gangsters are putting bounties on their heads and now firing shots at them. This is where we are. And Chicago's getting overshadowed by a lot of other stuff going on. There's so much stuff going on around the country, but this is shocking. Mm-hmm.
And it is ending up exactly where we said it would.
Yeah, exactly. As I've said it would a while. I mean, I said you are going to watch the merger of the cartels on our territory. And what's really interesting in the intelligence that they intercepted from the cartels out of Mexico that have put these hits on these bounties up to $50,000 a head is that they are anticipating that illegal immigrant gangsters, cartel members, sure, will take them up on it. But they're also anticipating left-wing activists and radicals will too. In other words, they see themselves as on the same side. That's incredible.
And it's not the side of the U.S. government.
No. No. And this is what I feared. We have places in Mexico that are not controlled by the Mexican government. Cartels control them. You cannot go into them. We are headed there or we take the territory back. It's one or the other. This isn't even about illegal immigration anymore. Meanwhile, Lee, I've been saying for a long time, a time will come in America. You know, Mexico, we regularly hear of headless bodies hanging from bridges and things like that. Headline, this is a top 10 in the country trending story. Should be. I'm glad Americans are watching. Five MS-13 gang members found guilty in a string of gruesome California killings. They found about half a dozen of the bodies. They think there are dozens more. They can't hang them off the bridges yet. But they beat them, strangle them, sometimes behead them, and throw their bodies off a cliff in the L.A. area. It's in a mountainous and remote area. And those convicted, Walter Chavez Larin, 26, Roberto Alejandro Cordo Ortiz, 30, Edwin Martinez, 28. And this is one count of conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influence of Corrupt Organizations RICO Act. That's a 9-week trial. But that's what they're doing now. I mean, you're seeing the same kind of gang warfare over territory that you would see in Mexico. And this is 18th Street Gang. There we go again. Second story with them today and MS-13 members, and they're killing each other over territory that they feel they will control if one or the other wins.
I just wish the American media that seems to concern itself with the possibility that fishermen are being blown up as the Trump administration takes out these drug boats coming in at high speed over the ocean, if they would have the same attitude toward this.
Never mind that those fishermen in their own countries have long history of drug convictions.
I've never seen a boat off the coast of South Carolina that is like a high-speed boat with multiple engines that is going at high speed trying to fish. What are they fishing for? Flying fish? I mean, it's just this defies explanation to me for the way the media is going after this.
Yeah, and look, they know the truth. The truth is Trump has successfully, with the military, sealed the border of this country. Yeah. And so now they've got to get the drugs and the human trafficking, all that over the oceans. And Trump's saying, no, you're not doing that. Yeah. You try it, you'll die.
Yeah.
It'll work, too.
Yes.
It's going to work. It's going to work great. Meanwhile, this is the stakes, folks. I mean, we started this segment with an illegal immigrant wanted for homicide in El Salvador is the one who opens fire on ICE agents. That shows you who is hiding in Chicago behind Democrat leadership protecting them, right?
Yeah, this sounds like the worst of the worst that we ought to be deporting.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's just, we didn't go find the worst of the worst and hold them up to make them all look bad.
No.
Okay, that's the crazy part. He's come to our attention because he opened fire on ICE.
Right.
Otherwise, to Daley, he'd still be walking around Chicago.
Trying to murder federal law enforcement agents.
Yeah, he's the one who drew attention to himself by firing bullets. And that doesn't even include this next case, which is also top 10 story in the country. So look, voters may be frustrated with Trump, but the good, because, I mean, it's going to be a while before we get this economic recovery. We've always known that. But they wanted it faster. He maybe shouldn't have promised it as fast as he did, as you pointed out last week. But it's good that voters are also looking at this because the Democrats are going to have us live with these people who are internationally wanted for homicides in other countries. He was just one this weekend that made headlines. I'll tell you about the other one in a minute.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This, too, folks, is a top 10 story. I'm going to start tagging a lot of this stuff this way. We could see this on this app we pay a lot of money for. You could see, like I do, and I'm kind of addicted to it, what the American people know and what they don't know. This struck a chord as well. ICE just arrested a very attractive woman. Her name is Victoria Sorosian. Picked her up. This story, y'all. If you want to see the difference between the two choices Americans have for how they'll live in the future, this is it. This story right here is unbelievable. She's a monster. And back in her native Moldova, she's an illegal immigrant, obviously. Back in her native Moldova, she and another person tortured their victim, beating the person with a stick and electrical cable before executing them by throwing them out of a ninth floor window while still alive. Great woman. Where is she now? In ICE custody, thankfully. Where she's been before. ICE picked her up a few days ago in Los Angeles. Finally, they've been looking for her for a while. Why? She's wanted by Interpol. In fact, she's wanted in Moldova, where she was convicted in absentia of the murder. Okay, so what's she doing here? Oh, she snuck over the border under Barack Obama. Remember all those caravans started under him? Yeah, she was in one of them. Now she comes to America 2013. Now, Trump's last term, January 2020, she's arrested by ICE. So this is the final weeks of Trump's last term. ICE picks her up. Under the first Trump administration. Okay, thumbs up. What happened? Well, she hired a great legal team and they filed a whole bunch of appeals for her removal. It took a while in the court system to work through them. She'd have been sent out of the country, returned to Moldova to serve her 17-year sentence for murder. But then Biden was elected. You're thinking, no. They wouldn't let a murderer and torturer wanted by Interpol for murder in her home country out, would they? The answer? Democrats. She was released back into the U.S. in 2022 under Joe Biden, despite, again, being wanted by Moldova in a torture murder case. Again, she'd already been convicted. I love how Fox News just very blandly puts this. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, said the case highlights the failures of the previous administration. Do you think? No. This is not a failure. This is not an oopsie. This is not a Joe fell asleep because he's senile story. This is not a Joe just really wanted to keep her in custody, but he was an incompetent story. Why does Fox do this? This is the Democrats, y'all. They want murderers here. They want them roaming free. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin nailed this. Quote, it shocks the conscience that the Biden administration released into America a cruel, violent, illegal immigrant who tortured a human being, beat them with an electrical cable and then threw the victim from a ninth floor window. These are the types of barbaric criminal aliens charged or convicted. Oh, these are the types of barbaric criminal aliens ICE is targeting every single day. 70% of all ICE arrests are of illegal immigrants charged or convicted with a crime in the U.S. She added, this does not even include foreign fugitives like this convicted murderer. So, folks, they knew he was a murderer. She was a murderer. They knew she was wanted by Interpol. The Biden administration released this person anyway. All they had to do was turn him over to Moldova. That's how radical these Democrats are. It's not, well, you know, we want to welcome illegals here. They do the jobs Americans won't do. And sometimes a murderer slips in, but don't worry, we'll get them. When you hear J.B. Pritzker lying on television like he did last week, the Democrat governor of Illinois, well, no, we want to pick up criminals too. We do, he said on MSNBC. But Trump's just picking up brown and black people. He's so mean. Well, first of all, she's white. Second of all, she's a murderer. Third of all, she's wanted in her own country. And fourth of all, Biden administration damn well knew that when they let her go. They had her in custody. It's not that they didn't want to pick her up or they let her go at the border, which they probably did under Obama. We don't know that, but they probably did. It's that they knew damn well what she was when they let her go. She was arguing in court she didn't want to go back to Moldova because she was wanted for murder and she didn't want to do the sentence in the prison because human rights violations. It's shocking once you realize who these people really are, isn't it? It's shocking. So you put that together with the segment I did before this. You have, we catch the illegal immigrant who opened fire, tried to assassinate ICE and Border Patrol agents over the weekend. We just pick him up. Who's the guy? I don't know. It's an illegal immigrant wanted for murder in El Salvador, who's a known member of the 18th Street Gang. Again, this is not the Department of Homeland Security profiling the worst of the worst. This is a guy who's an illegal immigrant distinguishing himself by and drawing attention to himself by opening fire on ICE. And where was it before that? He's just walking around Chicago. You should see this guy. Just go look at him. He's on my Twitter feed. He's got 666 tattooed across his forehead. Gang symbols all over his face. He's terrifying. All right. A lot of you asking me to go over the Laura Ingraham interview. I love Trump. I love everything Trump's done. But he just, wow, this was an accident. This is going to cost him a couple more points of his already declining approval rating. He's down to 45 now. He has not hit 50 since he told his followers if they want to know the Epstein stuff, then just to go away. Well, they did. Those points haven't come back. We're down to 45% now. And to say what he just said is shocking. We don't have American talent, and so we need to bring in millions of people on H-1B visas. Wow. Okay, because I can already see the campaign commercial. Democrats are going to run it. Bernie Sanders is already saying this is indentured servitude. We disagree with it. That's what I would do if I was Bernie Sanders. I don't know what he was thinking.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Text your rights. Hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, can the ICE officers not shoot back? No, they can't. I mean, they physically can, sure. But keep in mind, we've already had a Democrat judge order them not to use tear gas. They have to give two distinct verbal warnings first. What do you think happens if one of them uses a gun? Nancy Pelosi's already been in the New York Times saying basically they're waiting for just that scenario so that they can begin arresting ICE agents for firing back. This is serious. And these illegal immigrant gangster thugs are taking advantage of it. Now, the texter writes I'm just going to play what Trump said. You decide. This is what separates us from Democrats. We speak up when we disagree with Trump. Democrats are good sheep and go along with what they are told. So who is the real cult? Okay, this has set the internet on fire. And I'm shocked at the people who are condemning this. I mean, these are hardcore Trump supporters. I don't know what he was thinking in this interview with Laura Ingraham. There's two parts to it. I'm going to play them. Here's the first one.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
of
thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a country
have plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented being, people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and you have to people have to learn.
Okay. They're both right. On a very limited basis, should we bring in the most talented people? Sure. No problem. And I actually like Trump's idea of, okay, if you really want them, you'll pay $100,000 for their visa, the company. That's going to really separate out, is this about talent or is this about hiring an indentured servant who will work for 50% less and is less qualified than an American? We'll sort that out. Okay. Here's Trump's problem.
Announced corporate job cuts, Andrew, in the U.S. surging past 1 million so far this year, with 153,000 new layoffs announced just in October, according to Challenger. That is the worst October since 2003. Here are the numbers. October.
Yeah, we have almost 2 million H-1B visas. So it's between 1.5 and 2 million H-1B visas, almost all of them in Indian or Chinese hands. Meanwhile, last month, we created just 55,000 private sector jobs. Them numbers don't add up. And so you are getting highly qualified STEM workers in America who can't get jobs. Says who? Says the guy who got Trump elected, Steve Bannon, his brain trust.
There's just too many. There's not enough. You have 12 million STEM graduates in this country that don't have jobs. Until every STEM person has a job, why would I let another foreigner in this country to take
I don't
job?
Know. I literally do not. I don't know. Now, here's the second half of that Laura Ingraham interview. And they're kind of talking past each other, but Trump made a huge mistake here. I mean, this is going to be a major campaign commercial. He should have thought before he said it. Because right now, this whole H-1B visa thing is huge for Gen Z. It trends every other day on X. People know there's millions of them. They know they can't get jobs. They know there's not enough jobs for us, never mind them. And yet, we continue every year to flood the country with these visas.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
you. How did we ever do it before?
Well, let me just, I'll give you an example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea that made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people. Early stages to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't
work. Yeah, okay. So he's talking about what we've talked about before, and I have no problem with this. For instance, bringing the chip manufacturer to Arizona. We're moving them from Taiwan, right? They've been making them for decades. We haven't. They've got the experience. We don't. I got no problem with that. Makes sense. But he knows that's not what she's talking about. She's talking about the 1 to 2 million visa holders, Indian and Chinese. And that is not cool. Let me tell you how this works, okay? Because I'm getting a lot of these texts. Trump is right. American students think they are privileged. The universities teach hate and division and a false sense of a racist world. Yeah, American students are pretty dumb. I'm getting a ton of those texts. That's not what's going on here. Not by a long shot. Let me tell you what is going on here. And Laura Ingraham has explained this exhaustively elsewhere. And Trump knows what she's talking about. What we do in this country that is so wrong is we tie the visa to the corporation. A visa is an American benefit. It is not something to be given to a corporate. We tie it to the corporation. What does that mean? So you're brought here on an Indian visa. You are less qualified than American, but you're still an engineer. Well, if your visa is tied to the corporation, you can't decide, I hate working here and go down the street, get another job. You can only work there. You have to go home. They are indentured servants. They work for 30 to 50% less, and they work them ridiculous hours, 90 hours, 100 hours a week, a job and a half. They cannot complain. Why do Indian, I'm just using Indian because that's one of our major two countries we take in, Indian and Chinese. Why would they put up with this? Why would they make less than they could in India? Glad you're asking. Now we're getting to the root of the problem. Because if they work 7 years on that visa, guess what they get? Automatic pathway to citizenship for them and their entire family. They're U.S. citizens. So they're not working for the money. They're working for the visa, for the immigrant benefit. They are indentured servitude. They are absolutely abused. This is no reflection whatsoever on American students. In fact, we have a family friend of my dad's, brilliant kid, engineering degree, just got out of school, can't get a job. And he's watching Indian visa holders who could barely speak English get the jobs. Why? Indentured servitude. That's why. Ron DeSantis explained that to Laura Ingraham.
They want workers that will come into the United States and that have no portability of their job prospects. They have to stay as workers for Google or for Walmart or for what, just any, pick your garden variety, you know, large, now essentially multinational corporation. That's why. I mean, they want to keep wages lower.
No, period. Precisely. Full stop. 100%. They save money. And as you said, these H-1Bs limit the H-1B worker to that one company. It's yep. almost like a form of indenture servitude.
Yep.
So we've seen them take advantage of that time and time again. And I just think, like, the overall message from the time President Trump first ran for office was, we're going to put the American people first. And I
Very
think that
strong.
He's done that in so many ways, like the border. And I think it should apply to these visa programs as well.
Okay, now that was DeSantis months ago. Okay, he's not responding to Trump. I wanted you to hear that from someone other than me so that you know that is the problem, okay? What he just said, people know, and particularly in Gen Z, they know. And when Trump said this yesterday, you should see the internet. It's on fire with outraged Trump supporters.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
well,
of thousands
agree,
of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented people
no, you
here.
Don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
I'm sorry. When you have a number of job cuts in October, 153,000, we haven't seen since 2003, and we only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month. No. We're going to start cutting off the H-1B visas, or Democrats are going to get elected. Because guess what? Bernie Sanders was right there to say this is indentured servitude. We don't need that. Those Gen Z men will be gone in 5 minutes. I don't even know if J.D. Vance can save it. I don't know if he can. What Trump was thinking, I just don't know. But that ain't going to work. Not with this generation. And we had him. We had him in our hand. You don't throw that away. And then came the Chinese visa question. We'll get to that in a minute. Texter writes, I was in IT for 30 years, and the best programmers I work with were from the U.S., not from India or foreign countries. Yeah, the problem with them is they cost 30 to 50% more because these companies aren't holding a visa over their head. They're indentured servants, the ones that are working there. And the job is flood the job market, crush Americans, force down the wages artificially. And folks, that might work in an economy where you're creating 200,000 to 300,000 jobs a month, maybe even 150,000 jobs. But when October is, they announced the most job cuts since 2003, that ain't gonna work. Trump shouldn't have doubled down on it, but he did. That is a disaster. And people are texting me this morning, as soon as I got up, my phone is like on fire. People are saying Trump just lost the midterms. Because you say a thing like that, Democrats are going to run that in an ad over and over and over. There's no talent in America. We need to bring in H-1B visa holders. There aren't any jobs. Then this.
Folks are not thrilled about this idea of hundreds of thousands of foreign students in the United States. We have about 350,000 Chinese. One point during COVID, you were going to, push to, get them out, but that was pulled back. You've said as many as 600,000 Chinese students could come to the United States. Why, sir, is that a pro-MAGA position when many American kids want to go to school and there are places not for them, and these universities are getting rich off Chinese money?
Sure. We do have a lot of people coming in from China. We always have China and other countries. We also have a massive system of colleges and universities. And if we were to cut that in half, which perhaps make some people happy. You would have half the colleges in the United States go out of business.
So what?
Well, I think that's a big deal.
Are they fans,
you would have the
fans of the United States?
Yeah, but you would have, as you know, historically black colleges and universities would all be out of business. You would have a system of colleges and universities.
So we're dependent on China to keep our university
China,
system
but,
going?
But I think it's good to have, I actually think it's good to have outside countries. Look, I want to be able to get along with the
they're
world.
They're not the French. They're the Chinese. They spy on us. They steal our intellectual property.
What, do you think
they,
the French are better?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. I'll tell you, I'm not so sure. We've had a lot of problems with the French, where we get taxed very unfairly on our technology, where, you know, they put 25% taxes on American products. Look, assuming everyone treats us badly, because that's the way I am, but we take in trillions of dollars from students. You know, the students pay more than double when they come in from most foreign countries. I want to see our school system thrive, but at the same time, I want to be, I know you and I disagree. Yeah. We're never going to agree on it, but that's okay. And it's not that I want them, but I view it as a business. We have millions and millions of people. Also, I want to get along with countries if possible. You know, people are shocked. Remember, Hillary Clinton said, we'll be in a war. I stopped 8 wars in the last 9 months. I don't want to be in wars. If I am in a war, we're going to win the thing fast and it'll be violent.
Yeah, the problem is just last week we caught 2 more Chinese visa holders bringing bioweapons into the country. That's a total of 6 in the last year. So, I mean, I'm not a fan of the French, but they're not trying to kill us with bioweapons. They're not trying to destroy our agricultural sector with bioweapons. I just wouldn't have done this interview. If that's how you feel, I would have just kept it to myself. That's not good putting this on the record.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.